There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Best tonight.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Chicago Wolves host Rochester in a matinee game tomorrow at 11. Visit Ticketmaster.com for tickets. The football season, as far as games go, may have ended yesterday with the Patriots beating the Seahawks in the Super Bowl, but lots of news off the field today, including Hall of Fame defensive tackle Warren Sapp getting arrested out in Phoenix and charged with both assault and soliciting a prostitute. Sapp currently works for the NFL Network, but maybe not for much longer. Johnny Manziel works for the Cleveland Browns, and he has entered a rehab treatment center to take care of a dependency problem, and the Browns say they will stand behind him. And the Atlanta Falcons are standing behind Dan Quinn, who they will hire as their new head coach. He comes from Seattle, where he was the Seahawks defensive coordinator. And even here at the Advocate Center today, football was the topic, and Tom Thibodeau used yesterday's game in his morning message to his team.
You know, like, sometimes I think it's good to do stuff like that, you know, where you see, you know, like, just the mental things that go into it. And sometimes, you know, the one play is the difference. And, you know, it's the difference between, you know, maybe being a champion and not being a champion. So that's why how you build your habits all year is so important, how you practice, how you prepare. Because, you look at those two teams, you'd say, the talent's pretty much equal. So what's going to separate you in the end?
Well, actually, a dumb play call was what separated the two teams. Interact with your favorite shows on 670 The Score. It's brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. Text to 67011, and we'll send you a message confirming we received it. Message and data rates apply. This scoreboard update brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit CassidyTire.com today. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boers and Bernstein.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
We've got the Patriots. Maddie's got Seattle. We're all set for the Super Bowl. You got all the predictions you need.
Yeah, I don't feel strongly about it. I just think that Seattle's wide receivers aren't really good enough to be difference makers. And I know Marshawn Lynch is great, but if I think their defense has gotten to a point where they can stack that box and force some things to have to happen that are unlikely to happen.
I mean, I haven't liked the New England defense much for a long time, and I like this one, though. So I that's what I think too. Russell Wilson can hurt you, probably will, but I just don't think that you're going to escape from the New England secondary. Some of those guys, he might. I mean, he might get his runs in like he always does, but I just don't think that those wide receivers, they're ordinary at best, and I think they'll have a tough day.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Actress Kelly King, who's with us on The Score. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Hey guys, how are you?
Hello there.
You have your own page as some sort of star of a certain segment of society that I guess really appreciates feet more than others. So congratulations.
Wow. Wow. I'm so honored. You know, if you could read my inbox.
Kelly, I'm glad you took time for us.
Thank you for giving me a shout out and quote unquote throwing me a bone. I appreciate it. It was really nice to get.
That's going to mean you're going to get another bone thrown at you somewhere down the road. We'll check back with you.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the score.
Terry Bores, the dwarf beat every one of their asses.
Dan Bernstein.
Oh my God.
That's gotta wait.
Bores and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
304. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, she was a trip, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she enjoyed
it,
too.
Even though, you know, the restrictions on us were very limiting from questions, right. But, you know, things and things I wanted to know. But maybe next time.
Maybe next time. But, yeah, she was didn't necessarily get clearance from the employer for the Viagra ad to actually talk about the commercial itself.
Yeah.
But she's just fun. I think her Twitter following's up to, like, 1,600 now. So we've got her, like, 1,200 Twitter followers just sort of being part of the Bores and Bernstein world. And
I think Katy Perry's a 64 million. That's our goal.
Jesus, that's unbelievable.
That's our goal. We need to get this up to 64 million. Come on now.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
That's not happening? Okay. All right. Probably not. But hey, we did have fun with her.
Yeah.
Friday was fun.
Well, Lou was just a delight.
Yep.
It's just a weird, you know, you had Lou wanting to say stuff, and then you had our friend Kelly, the Viagra lady in the blue dress, who's sort of crawling around the bed enticingly. And now that I think we should flip it. I think we should have Lou with a blue dress pitching Viagra.
Well, he must look good. He's lost weight.
That's right. He's on the baseball diet. Down. Have you started?
I have not. I forgot to get my, you know, well, I, well, yeah, I forgot about it. Yeah, I will do it.
No,
I will be at every base with him.
All right. What? This is from Marlon Brando's Helper Monkey. He says, creepy insurance and maudlin car ads aside, we're well past the point where social media and other technology has obviated the need to create a kick-ass Super Bowl ad. First of all, half of them are leaked to YouTube the Friday before the game anyway. Yep. Anything edgy, racy, or remotely controversial is floated so it can be pulled as a result of manufactured controversy. GoDaddy's mastered this. Annually turns 30 seconds worth of paid exposure into a week's worth for free. Finally, already armed with the knowledge as to what ads are actually worth watching, my DVR allows me to pick and choose what I sit through. All that being said, in a weird way, this could make that 30-second slot more valuable than ever because you can leverage $5 million paid into limitless exposure just by saying you have a Super Bowl ad. Yeah, I guess that's the other side of it then, isn't it? But I am hearing, I mentioned that Ogilvy Mather was in some trouble for that Nationwide spot, and indeed the PR people at Ogilvy, I've got some friends who know that world very, very well, and the PR people there are getting pounded, and the PR people at Nationwide are getting pounded, so I expect something more to come, some further explanation, or I don't know if it's going to be an apology, but it was clearly, it's understood that dead kid's spot was a misstep, no matter what they're saying about starting.
That's what I say. I mean, I realize what GoDaddy does. And which one did he run? I saw it. It wasn't, whatever it wasn't memorable, right? There was one GoDaddy spot, right?
I don't remember.
It was a 30-second or something. It wasn't worth a damn. I mean, all of that we saw, all that maudlin crap and everything that was going on, everybody just, you know, pulling at you. I mean, seriously, selling a dog? Does that rate with the kid dead? And I mean,
How the PETA people are. The dogs are more valuable than people. So
That's, you know what? That's the way they acted with this. That's correct.
Always have. In Mishawaka, this is Jason. He's on the score.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey. Just got a chance to listen a little bit ago, so if I missed it, my apologies. But with Darryl Bevell being like the hot name for quite some time and rumored to be like every, you know, one of the top candidates for a head coaching job, what does yesterday's situation do for him long term? As far
bad.
As
doesn't help. I mean, it can't help, can it?
No, there's a part of me that thinks so. There's a part of me that Dr. Death just got a job, so who knows anymore?
Yeah, but that's not, you know, Dr. Death didn't get the, as we like to call it in the old country, the head job. But Bevel's name was not out there this year. He was not one of those hot guys you had to have.
He was the last time around.
Yeah, but not this time.
when the Bears hired Dr. Death, Bevel was one of the guys mm-hmm. they were talking about.
Yep.
Probably would have been better. Then he wouldn't have been in a position to make a call in the
That's
Super
correct.
Bowl like he
wouldn't
did.
Wouldn't have to worry about it. Coach his team. You don't have to worry about Super Bowls.
Kevin is next on the score. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, calling. Just like to go further on what Buck said, I thought that Edelman hit, taking the guy out was the turning point of the game. After that, Belichick and Brady did what they did best. Expose a weakness. Continue to attack it, and that Simon guy couldn't cover anyone. And why Goodell was sitting next to Marshall, I think he wants to be sitting next to, you know, the face of redemption in the franchise since Marshall's been in Chicago.
He's no been legal Chicago. Problems. He's been an idiot.
He's been a model citizen. He does a lot for
the model citizen. Model citizen, the guy, you guys try to break that team apart single-handedly, screaming at people and then calling press conferences to wave around phony documents. The hell team you watching?
I'm watching the Bears.
No, you're not, apparently. Redemption, my ass. Wow. Redemption.
That's what I did not think I heard that word in association
redemption.
With Brandon Marshall.
Redemption. So if you if you say that you can keep from punching women, you're redeemed.
That's right.
Seriously,
you are redeemed.
That's what an awful thing to think or say. So if somebody wants to beat up women,
boy.
Run from the cops multiple times, and then say, "Well, I haven't done it in a while," so that's redemption.
That's redemption.
You better recalibrate, dumbass. You better recalibrate real fast if that constitutes redemption. That's brutal.
His other thought wasn't worth a damn either, so.
Sean and Elgin, you're on the score.
Hey, guys, great show. Hey, listen, you were talking earlier about, you know, how well that they managed the timeouts. Hey, what was the deal with Seattle having to call a timeout coming out of the two-minute warning? That was very Bears.
I don't remember specifically.
Well, they didn't, though.
I don't remember that, if that happened. So I can't.
There was 2:02 left, and they had the clock stopped. I don't remember. Well, no, very Bears is all you have left at that point is one timeout. That's very Bears. You got two timeouts going in the first quarter because you can't get a play in. It's not very Bears. Well, I got to call in Herman. No. The very Bears thing is you can't get a damn play in.
And you have to call timeout because nobody knows what they're
Correct.
Doing.
Correct.
That's
Nobody's
the
in the right position. Cutler's looking around going, is this the right I don't think so. And Dr. Death is over there going, better call timeout. And they did it. They've done it within like three plays. They've called two timeouts in first quarters. Come on. I mean, all I know is you look up there that three times. Was there struggle to get a play in? Was Tom Brady struggling to get a play in?
No, they know what they're doing. They know what they're seeing. That's the problem. Is it not? God. The Bears either have one of two problems when they've called those timeouts. So there's really no need for us to dwell on this because hopefully this is all over. But the issue would either be can't get the play called in time relative to the clock, or when they get it called, they then see something that completely confuses or bewilders them to the point where they have no concept of what to do. That's the one of two reasons why they end up with no timeouts left at the ends of halves.
Yeah, I didn't see anybody yesterday particularly confused at much point on what to do. Even Russell Wilson, who hasn't been around in his third year, he didn't act like he was confused about what to do. I mean, I think the Bears also at times have the wrong personnel on the field, which isn't surprising because they don't know when the hell they're supposed to be on the field and when they're not. And Cutler's looking around and going, he's looking up this 4 seconds and going, time. Right. I mean, come on.
He just kind of gives up on us.
Yeah, he does.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Don't forget it. I'll just call time. It's just a crutch. And some response here to the Katy Perry essay that I read by Amanda Hess about her relationship with the NFL and with men. And this is from Jalen, who says that, I can't tell you the number of women who I follow, like, and respect on Twitter who couldn't decide if they wanted to dismiss Katy Perry or trash her during halftime. It's just catty.
they don't like what the men around them are thinking about when they watch Katy Perry. It seems like what was running through almost every woman's mind was, I spend all this time and effort trying to civilize the men around me, and now I have to deal with Katy Perry selling this. Yet after a first half of commercials that were giving us images of absentee fatherhood, domestic violence, and dead children, I couldn't help but think sex, hedonism, and fun being sold by a really hot girl next door type, I'm buying, and I'm not apologizing for that. And I get the feeling Amanda Hess and a lot of women think I ought to. No, I get it. That's well said. I mean, I'm a Katy Perry fan, too. I just thought that I don't necessarily agree with all of the hyper-feminist take.
No, I don't either.
However,
no, absolutely not.
However, she is correct in how she identifies what Katy Perry has so skillfully done business-wise.
Yeah, that's why I do admire her. I don't love all of her music. I just think she's really, really smart about what she's done here. And she doesn't offend me. And after that first half of those commercials,
right, my concern
give
is
me something.
My concern's a little different having a 13-year-old daughter who likes her a lot. But she's even a bigger fan of Taylor Swift, who's got the beef going with Katy Perry. So I guess it all comes out in the wash there. So that's I have a little different concern just figuring out what sort of messages are being sent, whether subtextually or not. It's my job to be concerned in this case.
Taylor Swift's life's been built around breakups.
Uh-huh.
That's every song.
That's right.
All right, he did this and then he left. Okay, bye. Okay, we'll do him, we'll do him, we'll do him, we'll do him. Wait a minute, how many have you done? We'll do him, we'll do him.
She needs the material.
Yep, that's exactly right. I give her credit.
That's her bit.
Yep, she's made the change to just rock instead of country, and she's done quite well for herself, so mega star as well. Also, very smart. She runs her entire business.
Uh-huh.
All of it. She knows how to do everything, and she does it herself.
In St. Charles, Alex is on WSCR.
Dan and Terry, in your opinion, do you think Belichick and Brady are the best combo ever in the history of football?
I don't know, and I find such discussions kind of tedious, to be honest with you. I don't know what we gain by defining that as yes or no.
I would say my answer is easy, yes. Yes. Transcending. Yes. The number of Super Bowls, the amount of time in between, the number of players they've gone through. Yes.
The fact
absolutely.
That you could say that they are the axis that forms the essential constant of their greatness.
Correct.
Where Walsh and Montana had so many other parts with them the whole time.
Yes.
And Bradshaw and Knoll had so many other parts with
them couldn't go
the
anywhere.
Whole time.
You either played for the Steelers or you went out and.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to think that's fine. Now, personally, it's just not. I don't know.
Yeah, I do think it. Yeah, but, I don't like. You know, I'm not a fan. You know,
right?
But I do think so.
Too.
When you look at what they've done, I'm sorry. There's no other coach quarterback combo that's close to this because he's. You know, the greatness of both of them is clear. And do I like? No. But I grudgingly think that.
Jim is in Janesville and now on WSCR.
Hey guys. First off, I want to thank you. I suffer from cluster headaches.
Oh, God, I have had my bouts as well, Jim.
Oh, my gosh, and it's disabling. And so you guys make my days a lot brighter, so thank you for that.
Well, I'm speaking from unfortunate experience with a couple of clusters. It is the worst.
I never knew you had it, Dan. I never, ever heard you talk about it, and it makes me love you more, man. But Super Bowl. At the end of the game, Mr. Bowen was talking about people speculating about Pete Carroll, Bill Belichick, not using a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
And I was speculating last night that he was going to let the Seahawks score. So this way, they had at least 25 to 30 seconds.
I thought it was possible. It was sort of like the Super Bowl with the Packers and the Broncos. Yeah.
If I thought that, I would have called timeout.
Right.
Thank you, guys, by the way, and I love your show.
Thank you, Jim. Good luck with that issue. It's not fun, but they're working on a lot of stuff to try to figure something out. But, yeah, I mean, you're right. I thought that at that point, if you're really trying to preserve time, to be consistent, you'd have to call a timeout there.
Yep. It's like he was checking in with Dr. Death. Hey, what do I do?
I don't know.
What do I do?
Albany Park and Tom on the score.
Hey, guys. Not to belabor the point, but I didn't know the previous caller would mention the timeout situation. But whether he's going to let them score or not, Seattle's going to get their 2, 3, or 4 points. season, assuming they don't throw the interception. So the thinking should flip to where you're trying to conserve time whether you let them score or not. Why wouldn't you use a timeout? You let 45 seconds run off the clock. If they score, you only need a field goal. So the thinking flips to where Seattle would be trying to use some time, I would think, and New England would be trying to conserve time. Before that, after the Marshawn Lynch run to the one, 45 seconds went off the clock. Tom Brady only needs a minute to get a field goal. Why would you let it run down to 26 seconds? You don't know you're going to get an interception there. So whether you're going to let them score or not, you've got to start thinking that way, that they probably will.
See what it did, though? Here's what it did. Here's what it actually did. When you read what they said, here's what it actually did. And I've thought about this since then. Thank you for the call. Is they made the Seahawks start looking at the clock and what kind of play call you needed at this point in time, because time was running out. If you have a run, you get nothing, and then you're kind of out of time. I think they had one timeout left. I mean, they were the ones that were looking at the clock. They were the ones that were kind of thinking about how much time was left, more so than, because I agree. If I'm Bell, I'm calling timeouts. I figured you're going to score. You're going to run that guy down my throat, and then I'm going to have to go down the field and try to kick a field goal to tie this. But I think if the interception
changes everything after the fact, though, you know? Because, like you said, you don't know you're going to get an interception.
No, I know.
It's so weird, because then you have to – that only works if you're saying, well, we're not going to really challenge him. We're not going to get a – we know we can't get a stop here, but they conceded nothing.
I know. The clock kept going, and the Seahawks were the one who were talking about the clock, looking at the clock. Well, we had to do this. We had to do that. If you read some of their quotes, because they're looking at the clock too. I mean, to me, you're behind. One more play, you're behind. You're gonna and probably lose the Super Bowl again on a juggling ridiculous catch. That's what I thought too.
The star-crossed existence that you're not going to believe it, that he kicks it to himself and there it is.
Oh my God. Yeah, they are sort of, but yet, you know, again, as a twosome, I mean, a sport where it matters who's around you now. I'm not saying that, you know, but as a sport where it matters, where there's so many pieces, it's not like Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson, you know, it's not like that, because that's a little easier thing to kind of live with when you're the Bulls. But this, there's so many pieces and so many other things besides those two guys. But together, I don't know who would be better.
No, you really, if you look at the roster churn, I think you could actually go through it. I mean, you could look at it metrically, and you could go through how many different players in a similar amount of time, and not just guys in the end of the roster. Like how many significant, important, contributing, starting material players? And you're right; there'd probably be no comparison.
No,
we're the Boris and Bernstein Show. Second half at the bottom of the hour. Got some more things that we got to wrap up from the weekend. Orlando Ledbetter at 4:40, and maybe a surprise or two. And we do have this pair of tickets to the Coyote Logistics Hockey City Classic for Saturday to give away before the end of the show. You can only win if you're listening to The Score.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. In an announcement that should surprise absolutely nobody, Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel reportedly entered treatment this past Wednesday. Brad Beckworth, a friend and an advisor to Manziel and his family, says, quote, "Johnny knows there are areas in which he needs to improve in order to be a better family member, friend, and teammate, and he thought the offseason was the right time to take this step," end quote. Johnny Manziel has a substance abuse problem? No way. What are you going to tell me next? That Josh Gordon is unreliable? Of course he has a problem. If the team has to go to his house and drag him out of bed before the last game of the year, he either has a substance abuse problem or an intelligence problem or both. Add to that an inability to read defenses problem and a questionable NFL skill set, and this guy's career is already in jeopardy. But assuming he's committed and he puts in the time, it is a positive first step. They're paying you like a pro. It's time to sober up and start acting like one. I'm Jim Rome.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
About 8.9 million people in the U.S. use smokeless tobacco. Most of them know they need to quit. Enter Jake's Mint Chew. Looks and holds the same as the real thing, but it's made from all-natural USDA-certified organic mint. No tobacco, no nicotine. It simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco, but without the harmful side effects. In fact, Jake's Mint Chew is good for your digestive system and even freshens your breath. So order Jake's Mint Chew and make your wife, kids, dentist, and doctor all very happy. Purchase online by clicking on the banner or go to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
It's time to do our taxes. Woo! Which means it's time to get a refund. Yay! So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103. Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mailr Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailr Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Well, I'll be doing the second half in just a few moments here on Boys and Bernstein. One of mine is really quick.
Good.
So really, it's just a quick little item that I don't want to stick at the show. I want to make sure everybody hears this and tries to understand it.
Okay, well, grab a couple phone calls ahead of that. Eric in Champaign on The Score.
Hey, guys, full disclosure before I say what I got to say about the game. I had Seattle yesterday, needed him for a big result, so obviously I was a bit stunned like most people were. But, Dan, you were looking for some comparables, and I know you mentioned the Fred Brown and college basketball. I was thinking of NFL, where I think maybe Joe Pisarcik
fumble.
Jackie Smith.
But you know what? Those are different, though, and the people mentioned Scott Norwood, too. The difference Norwood. There, Eric, is that that's a physical error that a player made it as part and parcel of the game itself. It wasn't right. it wasn't a bad decision blowing through what are supposed to be redundancies for fail-safe purposes.
True. So it was confounding. I actually had to watch the replay a couple times, and the play before that where Marshawn got down to the 1 yard line, I watched it, and he had literally nobody on the outside. He bounces it out, right. He walks into the end zone, and I had watched it, and I'm like, geez, you know, that was just so close. So it was a tough decision to take. Obviously, you guys saw it all too, and I don't think they'll ever get over that. I think that's going to take years to get over that,
if ever. Yeah, Terry, you're probably right about just because of how all the things that had to happen for it to go down like that.
Yeah, there's physical mistakes. The Jackie Smith thing, he said he never got over it either. Still, I mean, I think he's gone now, but he said he never got over it. I mean,
and
the
Fred
ball was
Brown,
right in his stomach.
Right, Fred Brown has said that he has, but I think he's lying.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
3:30, and from the Chicago Wolves update studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Chicago Wolves host Rochester in a matinee game tomorrow at 11. Visit Ticketmaster.com for tickets. Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll is denying reports today that he changed the original play from run to pass on that ill-fated play at the goal line last night. Now, the report states that Darrell Bevell originally called for Marshawn Lynch to run the ball, and that Carroll changed the call because he wanted his quarterback, Russell Wilson, to win the MVP award and not Lynch. Carroll flatly denied this fairy tale, but it makes you think of what would have happened if Lynch was indeed named the MVP. Would he have spoken, and what would he have said? Alas, we'll never know. But we do know that Mike Dunleavy has now missed 16 games for the Bulls, and he was held out of practice again today, and Joakim Noah says Dunleavy has indeed been missed.
He's huge. You know, he's a big part of this team. Understands team defense very well, you know, and spaces the floor. It's something that we really need.
And we'll see if he practices tomorrow before the Bulls leave for their next game. That's Wednesday night down in Houston. Join the Score's Matt Abaticola and Dan Bernstein broadcasting live at Mickey Finn's. That's in Libertyville next Friday from 1 to 6. Stop by for your chance to win great prizes. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by Barry Manilow at the United Center. Valentine's Day tickets are available through Ticketmaster. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Anheuser-Busch. Good.
Maybe have a good second half.
And now, it's time to begin
The second half.
The second half is brought to you by Home Run Inn Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza. We talked football with a still jazzed Matt Bowen, who is very excited as we both were about the game yesterday. Mm-hmm. A lot of talk about the game itself and a lot of the individual plays, the performances, and the commercials, including one that is really causing some trouble for the Ogilvy ad agency and for Nationwide. And I'll never understand why... specifically Nationwide, that had such a good thing going with the Peyton Manning commercials and the chicken parm sandwiches. Then Mindy Kaling decides to absolutely do the full record scratch and just go off the rails with something that creeped everybody out. That's and pissed what,
you
people
know,
off.
I'm glad you said, because it creeped me out. And then I see some people listed that as good.
No.
That's was, one they liked. No, I thought, what?
No, it was bad. And it's a bad day for them because phones are ringing in these offices and there's a lot of meetings going on with Nationwide and their agency to figure out what the hell they can do to try to mitigate some of this stuff.
All right, the beloved Ernie Banks was buried on Saturday, and Chicago said goodbye. Chicago Ken, you know.
Been saying goodbye for a week.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. This is, it lasted a week, and then Saturday was finally the funeral. They go to Wrigley Field and everywhere. It was just a very nice deal for the family or whatever was left of them. And I thought, well, you know, who would I leave this up to sum this up? Jim Rose. Okay? And as I read this, where I pause, it's where there was an actual pause. I'm not lost in this, okay?
Okay.
And you tell me if you make heads or tails of this, all right? Ernie was a man who always made sure you left him with more than you came away from.
What?
Let me do that again, just for those who I kind of went. Believe me, you know, today's technology allows you to take it, rewind it, and write that down, baby. Ernie was a man who always made sure you left him with more than you came away from.
I can't.
That's summing up. Let me ask you a question. Does that sum up Ernie Banks' career in life or not?
Oh, of course it does. Wow. Now, I don't know if I mentioned this when we talked briefly about Stan Mikita last week. Steve Rosenblum.
Yes.
For the Tribune last week. If you get a chance, if you are a hockey fan or you know a hockey fan, you really should seek out what our guy Rosenblum wrote about Mikita as they're getting ahead of some of the obituaries, because now that Mikita suffers from Lewy body dementia, just similar to Alzheimer's. And did you know this? I'm sure you did, because this was really right smack dab in the middle of your era.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things that I did not know at all. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that Mikita was the first star to wear a helmet.
Yes, I knew that.
And it was a sort of an odd-looking helmet at that, that was noticeable, sort of like a great gazoo, like a spaceship kind of thing.
Yeah.
I also did not know he invented the curved stick.
Yeah.
You knew that?
Yeah.
That most
that's
players...
Before
Mikita, players all played with flat sticks. So the lie of the stick would be adjusted based on the player's height. But it was a broken blade, a slightly broken blade, that he used at a practice. And he was able to get such action on wristers that it made Glenn Hall angry. Like, Glenn Hall actually chased him around.
You're naked.
And then he figured out a way to use a blowtorch to make the stick... client, and then he would put it under a door and held it with books, and he put books on his head instead of the helmet. But that was completely new to me.
He ditched the helmet for a book.
Really, the lasting legacy of Stan Mikita is going to be now what's accepted as something you can't live without, a very specific curve. Now they measure it by degrees, and you get exactly the curve you want.
I'm telling you, he was quite the dude, and I always felt that, you know, while Bobby Hull got a lot of credit because he was the flashy guy, the dude, the actual guy who was getting it done night in and night out with everything he did on the ice and everything he had and everything he owed. And just a small guy. You know what I mean? He wasn't one of those guys that dominates you physically.
He's my height.
I mean, he was pushing you around. Absolutely, to this day, and I have said, one of the most brilliant hockey players I've ever seen, and that goes for anybody today. All right, there's a couple things here. Oh, boy. See, I make mistakes all weekend. You know what I mean? I'm just kind of a guy that walks into a wall and has things happen to him. You know what I mean? I'm just that kind of dude. And one of the other things is your guy Dan McGrath.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Wrote a column Sunday, and the first part of it is just praising the hell out of Mike Krzyzewski. Doing it the right way.
Oh.
gets values in the PR component of high-profile coaching more than a notoriously stormy night ever did or cared to. He gets all that, you know. He's as competitive as ever and not above a little snark on the rare occasions when he loses. When a reporter sought his take on the exuberant, solid crowd that witnessed Notre Dame's four-point win at last week at Purcell Pavilion, Krzyzewski looked at the man as if he'd asked to use his toothbrush. "It's like that for us every night and has been for the last 25 years," he smirked. Okay, well, and then he gets on to other coaches, and you'll love this. I think this involves you, really. This is another paragraph after he gets done praising him as the national treasure of manhood. Tom Thibodeau's obsessions were part of his appeal during his first four seasons as the Bulls coach, but his consistent embrace of more work as the solution to all problems more recently has branded him a weirdo. Instant information and instant gratification are joined at the hip in the age of social media, so a three-week rough patch has caused not only for concern, but for change in Bulls leadership. Dude, let me tell you something. That one really has nothing to do with the other. When we're talking about this, you specifically, nobody's saying he's a bad coach.
No, just whether or not he can win a title.
He is, however, a weird guy. It's got nothing to do with his coaching style. It's him as a person.
No, he's weird because he's weird. He's not weird because of his work ethic.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with that.
What did we say about Johnny Manziel last week?
Time for rehab.
Seek help.
Yep.
Find help. Something's wrong. Help, because if what he's saying he wants to do with his life isn't matching up with his ability to do it, well, he went to rehab.
He done went to rehab.
No. There. We'll see how he emerges. Whether or not the actions match up to the words.
What do you think?
Oh, I always will doubt it. I'll always default on the side that no.
Here's the thing, though. Paw to boy. And, you know, I guess when you're in a situation when the Browns, that's all the Browns have.
I just don't think it's going to make him good at football.
Yeah,
even if
that's
not,
the
even
larger
if he's
point.
Not drinking and rolling up dollar bills to shove at his nose, that it doesn't necessarily mean that he's got the chops to actually play quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, the Browns are desperate, and he did the right thing. I mean, I'm sure they've been pressuring him to do. Hoyer's not going to be here, so you got to do this. But that's the larger question. One, will he stay sober? And maybe, but even if he does, will it make that much of a difference?
That's the second half. We do it every day around this time. Now, one thing that we always get after the Super Bowl is always a strange radio essay from Jim Gray.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got one. And it was as signaturely bizarre as ever. So if you missed it, we'll hear it in a moment. And we just might have a response. So, if you know this show,
we don't respond.
You know that you don't want to go anywhere. You have the score.
MullyandHanley.com is being brought to you by Home Run Inn Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest. A complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
So, I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So, if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So, the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all of my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Hey, Kevin and Bean here from the Kevin and Bean Show. We have combed through the archives to find some of our best moments from the show's history and are kicking things off with our pal Jimmy Kimmel.
Go to krock.com to watch as we dare Jimmy Kimmel to eat a piece of bacon that's been stuck on the wall for a full year.
It is disgusting, but also hilarious and worth your time. Go to krock.com and watch it now.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com. JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
Attention local business owners. Was your New Year's resolution to grow your business? CBS Local, Audio Ad Center, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are partnering to give one lucky local business the key tools to be successful in 2015. Enter to win over $4,000 worth of audio and social advertising, accounting software, business resources, and more. Go to NewYearSweepstakes.com to enter today. That's NewYearSweepstakes.com. Don't miss out on jumpstarting your New Year's resolution.
With Valentine's Day right around the corner, show that special someone in your life just how much they mean to you by purchasing them a star in the sky, courtesy of Your Star Forever, for just $9. That's 70% off. This meaningful gift includes a personalized message, photo, and YouTube video. Need a gift idea for the man in your life? Get him a cigar from StogieBoys.com. For just $30, you'll get 5 Maduro and 5 Natural Toro-sized cigars. Take advantage of these Valentine's Day deals at offers.cbslocal.com.
There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlist and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
To learn more,
this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Once again, let's go to the award-winning Jim Gray.
Kevin, what a pleasure to watch this game. I was just sitting here thinking that after a season which had to endure all of the controversies and all of the things that had gone on surrounding the NFL, much of them off the field, what a treat, what a joy, what a pleasure to see this football game, to witness it in person, and for the nation to be able to listen to it and to view it. It comes down to something now that I remember that Jesse Owens said when Jesse Owens returned to Berlin. For him, it came down to a lifetime of training for just 10 seconds. How long now will Russell Wilson remember throwing that pass? How long now will Pete Carroll remember that he didn't hand the ball to Marshawn Lynch? How long will it be before the name Malcolm Butler is exalted and glorified because he has cemented Tom Brady's legacy? If they go in and score that touchdown, they win two in a row, the Seahawks, defending champions, the first ones since 2003, when the Patriots did it in 2004. It's a very fine line, and it comes down to a lifetime of training for just a few seconds. That is what I'll remember. Anybody who had any doubt about the mental toughness of Tom Brady, we're lucky.
Jim,
where'd you go?
Jim, did they snip your newts? Come on, you're just getting good. Jim.
Ooh. Jim. Ooh, so we lost. Is the Jim. Vault done? So we got nothing left here?
In the middle of a thought.
Can we run it again? All right, let's run it again. I don't know what happened there.
Once again, let's go to the award-winning Jim Gray.
Kevin, what a pleasure to watch this game. I was just sitting here thinking that after a season which had to endure all of the controversies and all of the things that had gone on surrounding the NFL, much of them off the field, what a treat, what a joy, what a pleasure to see this football game, to witness it in person and for the nation to be able to listen to it and to view it. It comes down to something now that I remember that Jesse Owens said when Jesse Owens returned to Berlin. For him, it came down to a lifetime of training for just 10 seconds. How long now will Russell Wilson remember throwing that pass? How long now will Pete Carroll remember that he didn't hand the ball to Marshawn Lynch? How long will it be before the name Malcolm Butler is exalted and glorified because he has cemented Tom Brady's legacy? If they go in and score that touchdown, they win two in a row, the Seahawks, defending champions, the first ones since 2003, when the Patriots did it in 2004. It's a very fine line, and it comes down to a lifetime of training for just a few seconds. That is what I'll remember. Anybody who had any doubt about the mental toughness of Tom Brady, we're lucky here at Westwood One. We hear from Tom Brady every week. We've been getting his insights for 5 or 6 years now. It's very hard to win a game in the NFL, as he tells us every week. Now he's got 4 Super Bowl champions. In my book, the greatest quarterback in the history of the National Football League.
But his words don't match up properly.
I know. There's something wrong in there. There's a little something.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like for the award-winning this, the award-winning that, too often they're just, it's not quite hooked up right, you know?
It's not hooked up right.
Right?
Hello there. That's correct. It's not. Now, you know what, though? We need somebody who is hooked up right.
Yes, so.
We do? We need somebody that you can trust, you can embrace, and you know he's hooked up right.
Right, and when you listen to this show, you know that we have our own award-winning radio essayist.
We do.
Who usually responds to such things. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Beige.
What a great game we witnessed here in Glendale to cap an amazing NFL season. From Ray Rice defending himself after an attack in an elevator, to Roger Goodell's fearless and unquestioned leadership, the integrity of the game remains firmly intact. It comes down to something now. I remember that Adolf Hitler said before the 1936 Olympics, the victor will never be asked if he told the truth. The truth in this game, well, came down to the final Seattle play. New England picked up a small clue to what the Seahawks wanted to do, and then the Butler did it, with the interception on the goal line. Now, this Butler wasn't named Jeeves or Alfred or even Benson. Instead, Malcolm served up that game-winning play, a treat sweeter than a Boston cream pie. For Seattle, the questions linger into the offseason. How could Russell Wilson make that poor throw? How could Marshawn Lynch not get the ball? And is Pete Carroll right? Was 9/11 a false flag? It's a fine line between winning and losing. Something Hitler might have also said. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady walked that line all game before the fourth quarter, when his 2 touchdowns finally slapped the Seahawks and the NFL with an unmistakable message across the face. No more. We now know the story of a man named Brady. The Patriots were 53 men, living all together, but they were all alone until this group, led by Tom, formed a family. Yesterday's win was much more than a hunch. It made Tom Brady the greatest quarterback of all time. His 4 Super Bowls, now known as Brady's bun.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
It's killing me.
That's our guy.
You match it. Tell me which one you like the best.
The idea of quoting Hitler. outstanding, Jim Beige. That is just
that's
great.
Terrific.
We appreciate it.
And actually, here's what it did, too. It had continuity. It made sense to me.
It always does.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Let's go to Displains and find Kevin. He's on the score.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, guys. That was hilarious. Good stuff on the Santa Makita stuff there, by the way. I didn't know anything about that. But my call is about the Butler interception. Now, I just want to get your guys' opinion on it. It seemed like, you know, obviously everyone's questioning, well, why did he come out of the end zone to stay in the end zone? But, you know, hearing him interview, he said that he was trying to avoid a safety. And would that have been a safety?
No.
I couldn't tell if he had possession of the ball.
No, it would not have been a safety.
All right.
No, they give you momentum back into the end zone. If your
Which
body,
is what he should have done.
Yeah, if your body is going that way, you get a touchback.
That's what he should have done. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think there was any danger. You have to be, if you're out of the end zone, you have to actually make a decision to run into the end zone to start triggering any possibility of it being a safety. Because that's a very liberally interpreted idea of what constitutes momentum. So yep. I didn't see, and I mean, maybe I can watch it again, but I at no point did I think that that was an issue. Doesn't mean he didn't think it was, just trying to be absolutely 100% sure, but I didn't think so. Did you?
I would have, you know, really, to me, the thing would have been done, really, because the play was super smart, super on it, right there where he needed to be, saw it, recognized it, got there fast, was then stay in the end zone. That's me. But I mean, maybe that's too much to ask. But yeah, there was no doubt. And then you get yourself in that position where you couldn't kneel down. You had to come out of the end zone somehow. You had to do something. You couldn't kneel down in the end zone.
Walter on the west side. Welcome to WSCR.
Thank you, Dan. Hi, Dan and Terry.
Hi.
I heard you talking about Belichick and Brady being the best combination of coach and quarterback, and how many championships and Super Bowls they've been in. And it reminded me of something, and I looked it up, and I've got two names for you that are much better.
All right.
Paul Brown and Otto Graham,
no,
1946 to 55.
No, dude. You kept your same players. You had everything going. No.
I know.
No,
I know. But
not.
It was just.
That's not even close.
Kind of neat.
No, it's not kind of neat. It's kind of ancient history. It means nothing to anybody.
Just say you've found the fact that Jim Brown and Otto Graham were together for a while.
I think we know that.
No, not Jim Brown.
Paul
Brown.
Paul Brown, excuse me. Yes,
they're also together.
Yeah, well, they won four championships in the AAFC, and they won 3 out of 6. In the NFL, they were in a...
So you really... You know, now, seriously, you really think that given today's game and all the other games that go on, that that's comparable?
No, it's not.
All right, so don't make me come out there. No.
I just thought it was I just liked it, and I thought I'd just tell you. That's all.
There you go. That's fine.
I just
say, I like this.
I like this.
And I wanted to say it on the radio.
Instagram.
That's fine. The Boars and Bernstein Show.
Instagram.
We have more to come. Boy, we've flown through the first 3 hours of this show already. 312-644-6767. It is a post-Super Bowl Monday on The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's time to do our taxes. Which means it's time to get a refund. So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365. Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Roscoe Lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday,